Texte numéro 81. Online vitriol could undo decades of political progress, warns Dutch Deputy PM. 6 years after Sigrid Kaag was catapulted into the highest ranks of Dutch politics, police keep a constant watch over her home. Cameras sweep across the back of the property, while every piece of mail sent to her is screened before she can open it. Most people would still have the tendency to say, "Oh, well, this is part and parcel of politics," said Kaag, the first Deputy Prime Minister of the Netherlands. "I don't accept that." Instead, she described it as a glimpse of how the steady flow of vitriol, amplified by social media and, in her case, the extreme right wing, is reshaping politics. Speaking to The Guardian, Kaag warned the shift threatened to roll back decades of progress when it comes to the political participation of women, minorities and people of colour. "I think it's quite sick, frankly," said Kaag, a former UN diplomat. "The tone and the intimidation and the easy threats that are issued via social media against a broad range of people serving in the public domain. It's become so rampant that I really feel it's up to politicians to draw a line in the sand." Earlier this year, Kaag, 61, announced she had decided to step down rather than lead her party in the Netherlands' upcoming general elections. At the time, she pointed to the toll that the years of hate, intimidation and threats had taken on her husband and children. "I just couldn't do this to them again," she said. Her departure adds to the growing list of high-profile female politicians who have turned their backs on politics. After resigning in February, Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's former First Minister, signalled the deteriorating climate for female politicians, describing the current environment as much harsher and more hostile than any other time in her decades-long career. Social media provides a vehicle for the most awful abuse of women, misogyny, sexism and threats of violence for women who put their heads above the parapet, she told a BBC documentary. It is a view echoed by Kaag. "It's not about me, forget me. It's about the impact it has on society," said Kaag. "It also impacts the quality of our democracy, and it will hinder people of stature, people of calibre, women, people of colour, to even be willing to join political life. So what does that mean for our democracy in the future?" Often women who speak out about the abuse find themselves fending off veiled criticism that they are trying to paint themselves as a victim, said Kaag. "Very often you get asked, what makes you think that people hate you so much?" Adapted from The Guardian, November 2023.